You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's exciting Daf being brought to you from between the walls of Yerushalayim is Masechet Bechorot. We are holding today on Daf Vov. Now, we're about three lines above the middle of the Daf, and our question is Iboy Elohu. Iboy Elohu is based on the issue that we had yesterday. We have a Mishnah that talks about a Pora that was Yolda Min Chamor, or a Chamor that was Yolda Min Sus. And there we spoke about learning out from Peter Chamor, that if you have a mutated child, does not have a Chiyuv of Bebechorah. Doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about Miktzat Simanim, if there's partial similarity between mother and child. And it's referring to over there the question of the Din of Kiddushat Damim. Then we also had the entirely different approach in the Mishnah of Rachel Sheyalda Min Eis, or Eis Sheyalda Min Rachel. But that we learned out from Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eis. We learned over there that and that's referring, of course, to Beim HaTahara, where we have Kiddushat HaGuf. There we learned, indeed, from the word Ach Chalak, that Miktzat Simanim would be sufficient to be Bechor Hu Shor, Bechor Shor, Hu Eis, Bechor Eis, from Ach. But the question is, how about the case in the Mishnah? Would there too, would we say that Miktzat Simanim is enough or not? So in the case of Para Shialda Min Chamor, where it has Miktzat Simanim, that was not addressed. What would be the din if a Para that gives a Chamor, would it be also considered to be a Chiyuv Bechorah, a Mahu? Perhaps the case that we had, and that was an Eiz is Yalda Min Rachel, and a Rachel is Yalda Min Eiz. So over there we had the halacha that Miktza Simonim is Chayevet B'Vechorah. But that's because we're talking about the interchangeability of the minim. All these three minim, Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eiz, are all Chayev in the type of Bechor, which is not up for pidyon, but on the contrary, it's the Bechor of Kiddushat HaGuf, right? And furthermore, where we have these three minim interchanging with mutations between them, at least they're also the same overall idea of a Behemat Tahira. So they're similar in two ways. Miktzat Simanim, with a mother and child, where both are Tahora, Ha-Tahora V'Ha-Tahora, and both are Kedushat HaGuf. Ha-Kedushat HaGuf, Ha-Kedushat HaGuf. So that we had a Para that gives a child that looks like an Eiz. Okay? I understand that over there Miktzat Simanim is enough. But in this case, which was the case in our Mishnah, we have a Para Sheyalda Min Chamor, and you'll notice that it doesn't say anything about Miktzat Simanim in that case. Is Miktzat Simanim enough, even though, I mean, here it's Atumeyava, Atara, they're very, very different. One is a Tomei animal, one is a Torah animal. Furthermore, I mean, the din of the Bechora, of the mother, is that it's Kedushat HaGuf. And the din of the min of the child is that Rabbi Kedushat Damim. I mean, it's like a whole different world. Do we know that Miktzat Simanim would have applied even to the case in our Mishnah? Or only in the interchangeability of the Bechor Shor and Eitz? Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eitz.
Because of Kedushat HaGuf.
And because they're also similar in being Behemat Tahara. Right? They're of the same type and of the same Kedusha.
As opposed to the
Chamor. Or perhaps it's enough. Migdash B'Bechorah. Since, I mean, there's the general idea of Bechorah. So, okay, so you had a Pora, which is Chayev in one type of Bechor, but it's still Bechor, gave birth to a Chamor, which is Chayev a different type of Bechor, but it's still a Bechor. So maybe that would be enough to say Miktzat Simanim would be Mechayev. And if you want to go as so far as to say, yes, it's enough. Imtim Solomar, Kiva Dide Veride, Berei Mikdash Bevachora. Let me take it a step further, that it would be Kodesh. What would be in a case of a Chamor, Shialda Min Sus? So, over here, the Sus is out of the running totally, right? It's not Kodesh Bevachora at all. So do we say, Hocha, for sure, Mikdash Simanim is not enough, because it's lav bat mikdash bevachorahu at all? Or do we say, but at least they're interrelated in terms of the type of animal, they're both beima tmeya, so maybe that would be enough to say that miktsat simanim makes it related to its mother in a way that this sus-looking chamor is chayev in bechorah. And therefore would be kodesh. Now, if you're ready to accept even the second level of the suffix here, let me create a tertiary question over here. Dilma, we select this. Imtim Tzoloma. If you're ready to go so far as to say that even the interrelationship of both being a mint mea is enough to make it kodesh through mikta simonim. Now let me go to the worst possible scenario. A pora has a sus. So now there's nothing in common. One is a mentor, one is a mentome, one is Kaddish Bechor, one is Bechlal not Kaddish Bechor. So maybe there is nothing at all to be Mechaber than through Mitzah Simon. What would be the din over there? Parashi Alda Min Sus, Mao. Hocha Vadai, it's completely off the wall. I mean, the mother is Torah, the child is Tame, one is Bat Mikdash Bechorah, one is Bechlal not Bat Mikdash Bechorah. Or is the point of simonim the simonim? Do we say simply simonim miltai, that there's enough, miksa simonim is enough to establish that it's the min of the mother, has nothing to do with the similarities in din or in species. It only has to do with the reality of the simonim. Tashma? Okay, let me bring you Ryan. Beimat Torah shialda min beimat mea. To Ramana Bechorah. All right. Now get that to Behemoth Torah, that would include a Pora and a Behemoth Mea. So that would be, let's say, a Sus, right? Pora gives birth to a Sus. That's what it's saying. A Behemoth Mea gives birth to a mutation that is a Behemoth Mea. Says over here to Ramana Bechorah, but in Yeshba Mikta Simonim, it's Chayevet Bechorah, and it's making a rule out of this. Now, this rule should include, the way you stated it, afilu parashi alda min sus, which was the tertiary level question. So if I've established even that case, simanim milta, the first two sveikot are obviously answered. The parah that had a chamor, I mean, that's for sure, over there, it's 100 times better than the case of a parah that had a sus. Says the Gemara, maybe not. In other words, maybe we don't mean to include that. We mean to include only the first level. The Pora that was Yalda min Chamor. But we wouldn't go so far as to say any Behemoth Mea.
In such a situation...
Yeah, okay, but what can you do? It's a little misleading, but you can't prove 100% for me. Toshma. Okay, how about this, Brighter? Parash Yalda min Chamor. Now here we have the second level. Chamor shialda min sus. It says here pturamina bechora. And note, im yesh ba miktzat simanim chayevet bevchora. Now that was the second level question. Here being addressed in this braita, miktzat simanim is sufficient to connect a chamor to a sus. And maybe not the final level. Maybe not a parah to a sus, but at least a chamor to a sus. Because they share in being a behemoth mea. And I mean, I assume when it says im yesh bo miktzat simanim, that it's chayev, it's going on both of the above cases, even case two, which was our second level question. The case of the chamor and the sus, right? The ma'ilav atarvayu. No, maybe not. Maybe the statement at the end in Yishba Mitzat Simanim is only going back to the first thing, Parashi Alda Min Chamor, but we already had a riot to that. I mean, that's still only our first level question. So we do not have a riot at the second and third levels at all. So it could be that a chamor shiolda minsus indeed is potter, even with mixas simonim. I don't understand. So why did you mention it? Why did you mention it? If it wasn't to tell me that the mixas simonim with which you close is enough to be machayev, you certainly don't need to mention to me that it's potter. Because, I mean, for what? Lamai katonia, la luptura? Obviously it's potter. If you started off by saying pshit, I mean, if you start off by saying that even a para, which was yolda amin chamor, where they have so much in common in terms of bechora, idi b'nei mikdash b'bechora, you know. Nonetheless, they're only chayv and bechor if yesh ba mikdash siman. So there you said, im yesh ba mikdash siman, I'm okay. If not, not. So koshiket chamor shiolda min sus. I mean, obviously, there's nothing in common at all. It doesn't have a chiyuv in the bechora, me boy. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Imagine a situation where you're on the telephone with your child who has never seen these animals before and comes and tells you, wow, I just met this very strange mammal. Could you tell me what it is? Now, it would be very easy for you to distinguish the case of a para from a chamor. Because saga daitach, fine. In a case where you have a real mutation, you ask your kid, does it have horns? Yeah, it has horns. Well, it ain't no chamor, I'll tell you that much. Must be that it's a para. Let's start talking with some other things, right? He's on the farm. So hatamud yesh la karnayim. One has karnayim, the other one doesn't have karnayim. One of them has parsoteh sedukot, the other one has parsoteh klutot. So if the kid tells you, tell the kid, okay, now look at the feet. What do the feet look like? You're not going to be able to confuse a para with a chamor. But if you want to distinguish to him whether he's meaning a chamor or a sus, you're going to have a heck of a time. Go ahead. Explain to me what it is I'm looking at, Dad.
What's his day? What's his ray?
So over there, in such a case, I mean, there's no blatant difference between them that would be enough for you to tell your kid what he's looking at. Both of them, ire ve'ire ena karnayim, ire ve'ire parsotea klutot. So you could say, well, my son, I guess you're looking at a ruddy donkey, where it's actually just a regular horse. I mean, how would you know? So in this case, where Lamaisa, it's mutated. I said, no, big deal. Yeah, okay, I'm saying, but these things are much more subtle. So I'll say it was a Susa Dombi Almo. It's a Chamor Adom. It's not a Sus. Come on. Kamash Malan, that Afal Pikein, that case is a Chamor Sheyolda Sus, is also not Chayiv in Bechor. It's sufficient Shinoi, not to be Chayiv in Bechor. And that's enough of a Kiddush. I don't need to necessarily conclude that the closing words, that if Yesh Bamitza Sivani, that those closing words necessarily have to be going back on both cases, even case number two. Mahin ba'achila. So then the Mishnah goes into this question here, that it tells you what the din is. Be'ema Torah, she'olda be'ema tmeya is mutter ba'achila, and the other way is also ba'achila. If it would have stopped there, do you have enough brains to figure out that that means that you look at where it was yotze from, right? I mean, I'm not stupid. If you're telling me the be'ema Torah that has a be'ema tmeya, it's kosher, vice versa, it's not kosher. What you're telling me is that the source is what defines it. The mother is tar, it's tar, and not what it is that defines it. So what does the Mishnah have to continue on to say? That's what you just said. You're not adding anything by saying those words. Ask the Gemara, lama lila mitnei shehayotze, etc., etc. Well, what is that adding? Because the Gemara really isn't adding anything. It's only there to make certain that you don't get confused. That's all. It's a simona ba'almo. Delo teich leflecha. We don't want you to get confused a few years from now. What did that say again? Was it that the behema that was tamea, meaning it was tamea, or that its mother was tamea? So you might think, the lotema, zil batra didei, look at what you're eating. What you're eating is tara ma'aya. Or what you're eating is completely tamea. No, therefore we want you to remember. The Mishnah is telling you something very important. Zil batar ime. Now, lamaisa, how do we know this? We're making an assumption over here, which, I mean, it's not obvious. The Torah gave us simanim. Simanim may be applicable to the object in front of you. You have an animal that's a sus.
Looks like a sus.
Yeah. What do I know? And if I don't know its genetic inheritance, I'm looking at an animal. It does not, it's not mafris parsa. It's not malegera. I can't eat it, no. And on the other hand, I look at an animal that is exactly the simanim, mafris parsa, malegera. Great, Torah said I can eat it, but I gotta now find out who its mother was. So I certainly would have thought on my own that I look at a siman. How do I know that I don't look at the simanim? I look at where it comes from. The Tana Rabbanan, a very fascinating, and it sounds very misleading, when the Torah says, giving us over to the name of the siman, after telling us, it says, very stranger, doesn't that sound like you cannot eat these things which are male gira, mafris parsa? But that's not really what it then goes ahead. It says, you can't eat the gamal because the gamal is male gira, but it's not mafris parsa. You can't eat the arnevet, the shafan. I mean, but you started off by saying that these are things that you can't eat mibale agira umimafrisi aparsa. What is that referring to? Oh, that's exactly what it's referring to. Achetze lo tochlu mibale agira mimafrisi aparsa means to tell me there are things that are male gira mafrisi aparsa that you cannot eat. That's the point. And that would refer to a tohar that was no lad min atame. You're looking at something that's male gera mafrisei parsa, and you should know you can't eat it. Why not? Because it must be that it came from atame. That's the point. Wait, how do you know? Maybe just the opposite. Maybe it's coming to tell me that a case where I have a tame that was no lad min atohar. And when it says mima leagirau mima frisea parsa means exactly that. That which came from an animal that was ma leagirau ma fris parsa. Mima frisea came from an animal that was ma fris parsa. But it isn't. It's a lotochu. So then it would be saying exactly the opposite. How do you know to read the pasuk the way you read it to support the Mishnah? Maybe it's telling me exactly the opposite. And it would be therefore be saying, a dover haba mimale agira mimafrisei aparsa mimale agira loteko. So how are you going to explain that? Ah, look at the continuation of the pasuk. Talmud lomar, therefore the pasuk continues to say, et hagamal kimale gira hu. Now what is this all about? The gamal. The gamal kimale agira tamehu lachem. Tamehu lachem. Only a real gamal is tame to you. But a fake gamal, which looks like a gamal, but it was nolad min ha-tahor, that's not tame lachem. Ve'in tameh nolad min ha-tameh ala-tahor. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the entire approach of the Mishnah and of the Braita. And Rabbi Shimon says, look, you know, the Torah repeats the entire parsha. We have this parsha appearing in Shemini, we have appearing in Re, it's exactly the same parsha. Word for word, it says gamal, gamal two times. Once is to tell me the gamal that is nolad min agmela, the typical camel, with the genetic inheritance of a camel. And the other is the gamal that looks like a gamal, but isn't a gamal, because genetically it was nolad min apara. So on the contrary, the Torah's gufa telling me both types of gamals are usher. That's what I say.
Does it go clearly the other direction?
Rabbanan. Huh? It's a good point. What did Rabbanan do with the Gamal Gamal? So you'd run a mile for a como. But my amgile, what would they do with the extra gama? Chad le'esor atzmo v'chad le'esor chalvo. One is to aser the camel, and the other is to aser camel milk. And how does Rabbi Shimon know that we aser camel milk? Le'esor chalvo minole. That he learns from et hagamal. Et means that which is tafel to the gamal, including camel milk. And why don't the Rabbanan use the et? The Rabbanan don't believe in it. Etim lo dorish. Kiritanya. It's unethical. Kiritanya Shimon am suni haya dorish kol et ve'et shabat Torah. Famous Maisa with Shimon am suni spent years darshaning every single et that appears in the Torah until he got to the pasuk of et Hashem elokecha tira. He said, oh, what could that possibly mean? It's a shame that that didn't appear in the first four chumashim, you know. But he went through four chumashim trying to work out every et until he gets to et Hashem Elokecha. It couldn't possibly. There's nothing that is subsidiary to Hashem Elokecha. You're going to put it in the same set? Forget it. I must have made a mistake. Pirish, et doesn't mean anything. I'm not Tamid of Rebbe. You can't do this. We've got 400 notebooks full of every etch of the Rashta. Matei Alayim. What are we going to do with all those etch? They're going to wander around hyperspace forever. Amar lahem, Jashem shekibalti sachar ala drisha, kach ani mekabel sachar ala drisha. Just as I was mekabel sachar for all those years of etch work, I will be mekabel the same amount of sachar for this one instant of throwing it all out. Because that's the equivalent of the full 40 years of work I put in, is this moment of throwing out that 40 years. I get enough schar for that. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva and taught that, no, you don't have to give up so fast. Well, he made et Hashem Elokecha tira, is indeed marbe tamir chachamim, just like ubot yidbak, means bidovek tamir chachamim. And therefore, it's not a kasha. But anyway, meanwhile, we see that there's a question whether we should be doresh et or not be doresh et.
But the gamel, don't we have the
cloud
that
a yotzim in a tzim? Oh, omale revacha berei the rovel revash. Elamiata, you're telling me only because, according to Rabbanan, it says gomo gomo. Or according to Rabbi Shimon, it says me'eta gomo. But without this, we're stuck. Without this, we can go in and buy a nice, get a delicious bottle of camel milk. That's what you're saying. So, Hava Amina, Cholav of the Behema Temeya is Shori. I remember we've been talking about in Chulin all along, over and over again. Why is this any different from a Hatmeim? Remember that we dashed over there the Hatmeim Lachem, Bechol HaSheretz, that this is a klal. In all Kashrut, Lesor Tziran, Verotvan, Vikipashalayim, why is the cholav any different than the tzir? Ah, it's a big difference. You know why? How come you drink regular milk? Who gives you the right to drink cow's milk? So the fact that you could drink cow milk is a big chiddush. We'll see why. So if you Torah was about to drinking cow milk, maybe it's like honey. Torah is saying milk is not considered to be part of the animal. You're not drinking bees when you drink honey. So you're not drinking camel when you drink milk. What's the difference? It's from a cow or from a camel. Anyway, it ought to be not kosher, as we'll see. So cholav, anyway, is a chiddush. So sal kadai dechamina ho'il debehema Torah na michidushu. Look, I mean, if you hold, and this was a machloket, why is it that a yoledet is considered to be misuleket damim for 24 months? So according to one man, the Amash is misuleket damim because of the fact that what would normally have been the dam of her nidot is transformed into the milk that she has to be giving her newborn. So then that would mean that dam ne'achar v'na'aseh chalavta should be osur, no? And since the Torah said it's mutter, given the chidushu, so maybe it's mutter even for behemet me'an amilishtre. Kamash malan. Yeah, but yeah, you know not everybody holds that. We're supposed to look at the milk as if it's the equivalent of the blood that she would have bled. But Laman de Omre Varel mit Parkine Menavena of Shako Zeret Alea, Ades Rimvar Bakodesh. But what about according to Laman de Omre, who says that has nothing to do with her actually nursing? Fact is that her entire system is disturbed by the birth, and the hormonal, normal hormonal controls that regulate her menstruation doesn't return for 24 months and has nothing to do with the milk. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that according to him, we don't need the gamal. We don't need eta gamal. No, we still need it. Because, look, the rule ought to be, I mean, is Abram and Achai Osir? Yeah. I mean, so you're taking something that's coming from a living animal and you're drinking it. I mean, it should have been Osir. Oh, v'leka mini dati michai v'shai rachwana. So this cholov itself should be Avram and Achai. Forget about it. It's coming from something that's Avram and Achai. That's already a question. Is it Leivorim? Leivorim Amedes? It's not Leivorim Amedes. But the milk itself is essentially an Avram and Achai. Or Bosim and Achai. And it's Mutter. So therefore, why wouldn't camel milk also be Mutter? It must be the Torah saying that milk is not included in the Yisurim. So I feel a bit vematamea lishtere. Gamash malan, the extra gomel gomel. Or et hagamal, to tell me that it's usher. Wait, so how do you know indeed? I mean, you're making an assumption you're allowed to drink milk. How do you know you're allowed to drink milk? I mean, I hope it's not just because everybody does it. That's like eating at all those restaurants in Barnea's neighborhood. So, what would be the makor of the heter?
I was thinking of Rebbe Sadas that's stopping to eat before that.
You were thinking that in Shimon Aram Sunni, not here. You're off. So, so, how do we know indeed that it's mutter? It's a behema. Chalad behema Torah. Minol and Deshari. I mean, I know the obvious answer you're going to try. And that's to say, well, if Boser b'cholav is Oser, so then it must be the Boser and Cholav separately or mutter. That's what you'll say, right? So, midas rachmana baser b'chalav, mashma that chalav l'chudei would be mutter. Not true. Because I could say, the ima chalav l'chudei is only aser b'chila mutter b'ana. Whereas baser b'chalav is aser b'ana. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that baser b'chalav itself is mutter b'ana, we could still say, baser b'chalav is to give you malchus if you cook the milk, which is regularly it would be mutter to cook milk. But maybe enochinami, eating milk is always an iser. Ah, I haven't. The makor is like this. The Torah says if you're paid up sulei amugdashim, so then it says tizbach ve'achalta basar. From there we learn tizbach, but you're not allowed to use the shearings of sulei amugdashim velo gizah, and ve'achalta basar, you can eat the meat but not the milk. So now, if the Torah is asring the chalav of psulei hamukdashim, then obviously regular animal, chulin, would be mutter. Why? Maybe milk of chulin is asr, but it's only asr ba'achila. Masha enkein and mutter ba'anah, shari ba'anah, but by kachim, it's asr ba'anah, because you're not allowed to be netta from kodesh, and it's coming to tell us that the pinyan only goes on the achilat basar, not on the milk. But that doesn't mean normal milk is allowed to be put into your coffee. Maybe you're chas v'shalom. What are you doing? You're putting an Avram and Achai into your coffee. God help us. What kind of home is this? Because kachim are also ba'ano also now. All right, so you know what? If Shlomo HaMelech tells us his good advice is that you don't need a lot to survive. Dei chalei vizim l'lachmecha l'lechem beitecha. You don't have to go into business. You can have a little farm and you'll live perfectly well as long as you don't try to make out in Tellstone or in Tel Aviv. But you go make a farm and everything will be fine. So why would he be saying it's enough to have milk of Izim? Obviously, you're allowed to drink the milk of Izim. No, why? Maybe he means do business with the milk of Izim. So you still have to go to the market to sell it to all the goyim, you know. Okay, so fine. So Yishai tells David, take the asarah haritzei achalav, take the 10 big cheeses, and bring it up to the Sar HaElef. Let him give it to the boys. What, he's sending him tarfus to give to the boys? So, why not? Maybe over there also. He means, let him sell it to the goyim and buy cigarettes for the boys. I mean, how do you know what it means? Dilma l'schora. Oh, come on. They're sitting here in an encampment for war, and he's supposed to be running around selling things to the plishtim. What are you talking about? Otu darkasha milchama l'schora.
Well, we say it's meant land of milk and honey.
Oh, that's the next one. So, what? First of all, it doesn't make sense to say that. Or ibaytema miach eretz avat chalav udvash. What the Torah is telling us, I'm bringing you into a land of much tarfus. I, what does that mean? Ilo deshari mishtabeach lankrab emited olchav. So the Torah is telling us you're going to come into a land where you won't be able to enjoy the wonderful things that are there. I mean, it makes no sense. Or, maybe we could learn it out from the fact that we're told when it comes to the dogma of going to learn Torah, so it says, Hoy kol tzamei l'chu l'mayim, v'yasher ein lo kesev l'chu shivru v'cholu, l'chu shivru b'lo kesev v'lo mechir, yayin v'chalav. I'm not going to be drinking tarfas in my Torah. But therefore, it must be that it's mut. It says chalev tzom. You don't have to go to the chamad bakar. But maybe that we know will go this way. Have you finished? It was also baser b'chola. Possible.
B'chola before the baser.
Maybe 6 hours.
Okay. Good. Anyway, says the Gemara, but if you're making such a big fuss over Gomel, what are you going to say about Shafan? What are you going to say about Arnevet? What are you going to say about Oink, Chazir? So what is that coming to tell me? Huh? Those things are not coming to tell me the same exact issue over here, La'an Yudiyotu. What are they there for? Look at it, Tanya. Lamanish no bivema. Why did the Torah go through the whole list? Because it adds in Dvorim Hashesu'a. And for Ofot, because it adds the Ra'ah. So that, what about all the other things? That's the klal. The klal is, Ko parasha shenishneh bishfriyo. One thing, everything else comes along with it. So the Gamal is just nishneh, the same way Arnevet Arnevet is nishneh. Shafan is nishneh. So gamma gami namu, yes, but that rule does not preclude utilizing what you can for a drasha. The rule is that kolecha the ikala midrash dashina. If you have what to apply it for, then you're derish it. So either we're derish it, Rabbi Shimon is derish it for the nidma, or the chachamim derish it for chalav. Turn rabbi, Rachel sheyalda min eight. The aid she yada min Rachel, pitura min abechora, the im yesh bo miktzat simanim chayevet. Now, we know that Rabbi Shimon, he was very machmir. Rabbi Shimon said, miktzat simanim doesn't help. It's only going to be chayev in bechora if it's rosh of a ruba doma le'imo. It has to be essentially like its mother. Now, the question is that a din in Bechor, or is it even a din in Achila? Iboilu. Li Achila, miboy Rabbi Shimon Rosh of Arugo, olo. Does Rabbi Shimon demand that in order to be moderate b'Achila, Mikta Simonim is insufficient? Because remember, he holds, we don't say that a Yotzim in Atahor Tahor. He argued on the entire cloth. Argued in the Bright, and he argues on our Mishnah. What about Miktzat Simonim? He didn't say. Rosh of Aruba, I understand that's a Dover Poshet. I mean, Rosh of Aruba, then it really is its mother. Then it, no, so it has a mutation, but that doesn't mean it should be also Bachila. But would he accept Miktzat Simonim when it comes to Achila? Maybe, Bil'inyin Bechora, where it says Ach Bechor Shor, Over there, the Torah demands that she ushor ubekor ashor. There, it has to be completely ashor. But by achil, it's the exact opposite. Over there, in order to be usher, it needs to be a complete gamal. So gamal hudi usher achmana. But if it's not a complete gamal, it looks different. It has mitzvah simonim that look like a pora. Ha'ishtani gamal. Maybe shaper. I mean, maybe that's enough. Or maybe, look, we have to look at Rov in order to establish what min it is, even when it comes legabe achila. That question will be addressed and are very exciting. Next episode, stay tuned, same time, same station, and same venue. Iboilu. Parashi alda min chamor v'yesh bo miktzat simanim ma'u. I understand that an eiz sheyolda min Rachel, and Rachel sheyolda min eiz. Over there, yesh bo miktzat simanim mitzchayevet b'vechora, da ha-Torah v'ha-Torah, ha-Kedushat ha-Guv, ha-Kedushat ha-Guv. But over here, ha-Tmeya v'ha-Torah, ha-Kedushat ha-Guv, ha-Kedushat damim. Maybe miktzat simanim is not enough. Oh, Dilma. Given the idi ve'idi, at least b'nei mikdash b'vechora, that's enough, kadosh. V'im tim tzoloma, that given the idi ve'idi b'nei mikdash b'vechora is kadosh, what would you say about a case where a chamor was yodam min sus? So here, the sus is not bat mikdash b'vechora, therefore mikdash simanim should not be enough. Oh, Dilma, given the min tmeyaw, at least they're the same overall type of thing, nonetheless it's kadosh. Now, if you're willing to go that far, what would you say about a case where a pora was yolda aminsus? I mean, over here we're really out of the running, I could say, right? Because hakavade ha-torah v'atmeya ha-bat mikdash b'vechora v'ha-lo-bat mikdash b'vechora. So we should say mikdash simonim is meaningless. Oh, Dilma, the only point of mikdash simonim is that simonim minilta. It doesn't have anything to do with what it is that we're comparing. Tashma, Beima. Tashma, Beima Torah Shiyoda Min Deima Tmeya Ptura Mina Bechora Im Yesh Ba Mikzah Simanim Chayevet Bevechora. My love, Afilu Parah Shiyoda Min Sus. No, not Dafka. Parah Shiyoda Min Chamor. Tashma, Parah Shiyoda Min Chamor Vechamor Shiyoda Min Sus Ptura Mina Bechora. Im yesh ba miktzat simanim chayevet bivchora. My love atarvayu. Maybe not. Maybe on the parah sheyoldam in chamor. What? So chamor sheyoldam in sus. What's there? Lomai katanila. Certainly not leptura mipshita. Hashtova ma parah sheyoldas min chamor. We're over there. Idi vidi ar b'nei mikdash bivchora. You already said that only im yesh ba miktzat simanim then it's chayevet. In vilo lo. Chamor sheyoldam mitzus biboy? Yes, yistrech. Besar kadai tchamina. Ha tamud yesh lakarnayim v'ha'in lakarnayim. Ha parzotea sedukot v'ha parzotea klutot. But in a case where idi v'idi in lakarnayim, and idi v'idi parzotea klutot, it's a chamor adamu b'yama. Kamash molan, main b'achila. Lomeli lamitne shehayotze min hatamei tavei and hayotze min hatamei. What is that for? Simona b'yalma delotich lefzacha delotema zil batre didei. In which case, well, I'm looking at a Torah ma'alya or I'm looking at a Tamei ma'alya. No, remember hayotze zil batar ime. How do we know? You know what I mean? The Torah rabbanu achad zelo tochlu mimale agirai mimafrisei haparsa. Clearly, he's got to be telling you that there is something that's a mala gerah mafris parsa that you're not allowed to eat. Ve'ize zeh tohor shenolad min ha-tameh. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe it's a tameh nolad min ha-tohor. And the meaning of the words mima le'a gerah u'ma mafris ha-parsa is ochikomer. There is a dover that comes from a kosher animal. Mima le'a gerah u'mi mafris ha-parsa. That nonetheless, lo techo, because it itself doesn't have the simon. No. Talmud Lomar. Gamal tamei hu. Meaning hu tamei, but not a non-gamal. Ain't tamei anolad minator, tamei elator. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the whole assumption is wrong. the mention of Gamal in two separate parshiyos, Shnei Pahamim. One is Gamal HaNolad Ben Hagimala, that's Osir, but even a Gamal HaNolad Ben Hapara is also Osir. Rabbonon Hai Gamal, Gamal May Avdile, Chad Lesor Atzmo, Vechad Lesor Chalbo. And Rabbi Shimon Lesor Chalbo, Minole, Minafka Me'et HaGamal, Vrabbanan, Etim Lodarshi, Kiritanya. Shimonam Suniaya Dorish Kol Et Vet Shabatora, כיוון שהגיע לעת השם לוקח עתירה פירש. אמרו אותם, רבי, כל עתים שדרשת, מה תהיה עליהם? אמר להם, what can we do? כשם שקיבלתי שכר על הדרישה, כך אני מקבל שכר על הפרישה, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימד את השם לוקח עתירה, זה לרבות בדרך חכמים. אמר לרווח ברדו ולרוושי, I don't get it. אלא מיד התאימה דרבונן, is from גמל גמל, רבי שמן, מיד הגמל, but without that, Have a mina that chol of behemet meyer was mutter. Why? Ma'ishna me'ode tanya hatemeim ela temeim lachem lesot siran rotvan kipasha ma'itzer. Saga da'itcha mina. The whole idea of milk. Or even behemat Torah it's a chiddush. The Yom Hamadam ne'echar v'naaseh halav. So if it's a chiddush, so let it be a chiddush across the board. Behemet meyer nami lishtari. Kamashmalan. Well, they nikalamand yomer dam nechavan asechala. Lamand yomer ivarel mit parkide men of enafshachoseret alea ad esrim yarba chodesh. Michael Mema. It's true. Sakatai tchamina hova like a mina diati bichai vishai rachmana. And the cholof should be looked at as Abram and Achai. And nonetheless, for sure, hilkacha filo bivematame alishtere. Kamashmalan. And how indeed do we know that cholof bimataraminol de shari? Which implies that halachudei is shari. No. Ema chalav lachudei is really asr b'achil. It's only mutter ba'ana. Comes along basr b'chalav, tell me ba'ana nami asr. Well, the Rabbi Shimon also, even though he's matter basr b'chalav ba'ana, but I need to know that you're going to get malkot al bishule. Elamidu gori rachmona b'tzulei amuktashim. Tizbach v'lo giza v'achalta basar v'lo chalav. Mashmel, if it wouldn't be for Psulim Magdash, would be Chulin, would be Mutter. Why? Ema, the Chulin is still Asr Bachila, it's just Shari Ba'ana. Kachim also becomes Asr Ba'ana. Okay. Elamelechti v'deich alayv izim lalachmecha, lalecha betcha, v'chaim lanarotecha. Maybe that just means Nischora. Okay, it says, et aseret charitzei achalav. Maybe it also means the cell. Or to darker shom milchama l'skora, v'ibay tema miach eretz zavat chalav udvash. Yilo d'sher mishtbech lam grab and midi lochazi. Or ibay tema miach lachu shivru ve'cholu lachu shivru ve'lo kesef ve'lo mechir yain ve'chalav. And what about the entire parsha? Shafan, shafan, arnevet, arnevet, chazir, chazir. It's all a hani u'diata. Ele lekidetanya lama nishnu b'veima. The only news is the shesua. By Ofot, the only root news is the Ra'ah. So good, so Gomel is absorbed in the general halacha of Kol Parashash Nishneit, Lo Nishneit, Ela B'davar. That is the Kiddush. That's true. Kol Hechadik Elamidrash Tashinan. Tan Rabbana, Rachel Sheyada Min Eiz. The Eiz Sheyada Min Rachel. Pitura Min Abachora. V'im Yishpo Mikzat Simanim Chayevet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's not enough miksat simani. It has to be Rosh Avarubo Domele Imo. Now the question is, Iboilo, La Achila, Mi boy Rabbi Shimon Rosh Avarubo, O lo. Is it only La Inan Bechora, we're over there, it says, Ak Bechor Shache, Husha Bechor Shor. So it needs to be Mamish, the same, but you need Rosh Avarubo. Mashenkin La Achila, on the contrary, it's only Osir if it's a Gamal. Who the Osir Achmana? Ha ishtari megamal, maybe it's shaper dami. Odilma lo shna.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Das Wort. And we actually had gotten up to with Second Affairs, by the way, if I'm coming to you. I fixed that link, by the way.
Okay.
Finally. For some reason, it didn't take the change that I had put in there. I don't know what happened. There's some hyperspace where things go.
Is it sure there was an endless
form? Well, it goes almost fearless.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we were holding yesterday by explaining the two approaches to how we know that the child, in order to become Kaddish, the Kedushin of the Torah, has to be similar to the mother. The Tana in our Mishnah learned it from the repetition of Tetzer Chamor twice, and Rabbi Yossi Haglili learned it from Ach B'chor Shor B'chor Se B'chor Eis. And yesterday we went through what each one does with the other approach, and we are holding today that we had just said that Tetzer Chamor twice teaches me that if you don't need it the way the Tana uses it, then it teaches me that there's only a din in Pidyon Petach Hamor, despite the fact that it says Beferish the Bechor Behemat Meyatis. There, you might have thought that includes Susimu Malim Kamash Balan, the repetition to teach me Dafka Petach Hamor. And why do I need it twice? Because if it only said once Petach Hamor Tifteh, I would have said that's not the proof that you're only chayav to be paid at. It's just the proof that you need to be paid at the set of Petach Hamor. But Susim of Gemalim, you still need to be paid at, just not with a set. Because they're thrones. I say behemoth man. Behemoth man means everything. Therefore, the Torah repeats Petach Hamor again. I'm reviewing this because we're going to continue basically with these drushes. Petach Hamor again. Remind me, I left the review sheet for that. To teach me that even a chi of the alma there is, and there's no bechera on behemoth tameya other than Petach Hamor. So Baruch Rav Achoy Rashi, by the way, has a gersa maskitla Rav Acha, not Porich of Rav Achoy, which is, would have been an addition. So ikas of Rachmana Echad. What are you saying? That the Torah would have said Petach Hamor. So if it would have said it one time, What would have been the din? We would have had to say then that it would have been a davrshu yotzim minachlal. No, in other words, if it says beimetameya includes all beimetameyas, including sirsim chamorim, malim, and so on. Then the Torah mentions one, petach hamor, said. So what would you have said? You would have said that now it follows the general brush of davrshu yotzim minachlal. Correct? So therefore, what would have come to teach me that that actually you need to be prayed to all behemotameya beset. Now that the Torah repeats it, does Rachmana Petach Hamor Akhrine, the second Petach Hamor doesn't come to tell me an extra drasha that not only is there no pigeon beset, there's no fear of a pigeon at all, because the first one didn't come to tell me that there's no pigeon beset, did it? It would have been a davar yatsim in our cloud. It would have told me there was a pigeon beset on all the behemoth mayor. In which case, the second one is only coming to tell me that the din of pigeon beset is limited to tifrei chamorim. But it certainly doesn't take off the din of kedusha shbechor from behemoth mayor. So I don't know what you're talking about. You claim that the first pigeon, Petach Hamor, would have told me, okay, Dafka Petach Hamor beset. Just the opposite. The first one would have told me everything he just said. Because it would have been a Davar Yotzim in HaKlal. So therefore, what would I have said? That Davar Yotzim in HaKlal, La-Medal, Atzmo, Yatzmal, La-Medal, HaKlal, Kulo, Yatzah, Uli-Yalom, Beseh, Mechuyiv, Tepipoda, All, Minim, Tmeim, Beseh. Therefore, Kasev Rachman, Petach Hamor, Achrini. The second Petach Hamor comes to tell me, Dafka Petrei Chamorim, V'lo Petrei Susim Ugmalim. Okay, what is the miyat from? Not from the Kedusha. Ema miyatinu miset. But le'olam b'chol davar, you still need opinion, just not what it said. This was something. So I don't see how you're learning this. Says the Gemara. Because if all that is what it was meant, so the im came, listo brachmana, Petach Hamor tifteh said, that's the first one. That would have been the davar yotzim in HaKlal. And then you could have said, the Chamor tifteh said. When it comes to chamorim, you need to use a set. That's all, but it's not nagei peh. Obviously, peh's a chamor. Where else do we have a chamor that needs kinyan? So chamor, it's a different set. Why are you stressing peh to chamor again? So peh to chamor, peh to chamor, it's a different set. What do I need that for, lamali? That's a separate drasha. That's the Talmud. Besides the miyat from set, there's a miyat from peter. That the only one that is hired on peter b'chalal, meaning the only place where there's a din of b'chora, is Dr. Petre Chamorim Amarti Lecha Velo Petre Susimu Gmali. It's as simple as that. Okay. So now we understand how it is that according to Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't need Petre Chamor to tell me that didn't need me, so he uses Petre Chamor to tell me that no other Behemoth Tameh requires pigeon other than a Chamor. But that means that our Tana, who needs the Pasuk of Petra Chamor, to be Mamaya, the Parah, Sheol, the Chamor, and the Chamor, Sheol, the Parah. So how does he know now that Susim and Gmalim are not Chayim and Bechor? It says Bechor Behemoth Tameh. Where does it say Dafka a Chamor? The Tana Didan, the Mu'utei Susim and Gmalim, mean Ale? Amra Papa, he darshes Klal Frat. Because the Torah says, Kol Miknechati Zachar. Okay, that's a klal. Kol Miknechati. Then it says, Shor V'seh V'chamor. That's a prat. There's no klal in klal, it's a prat of klal. A klal of prat, a klal of prat, and a klal. How much of a prat? So the Torah is telling you, Da Peshor V'seh V'chamor, in Midiach V'nelo. It's a good writer. So why can't Rav Yossi have really learned it out from a klal of prat? What does it need the Petra Chamor for? Says Rabbi Yossi, really, because Lamaita Peta Hiksikayan. If the Torah was only telling us a klal of prat, so what should it say? We'll put all the pitre together. So Peta, Shor, Se, V'chamor. What do I need? Peta, the Shor, and the Se, and then say Upeta Chamor Tisse V'se. You don't need a Peta again. So the Peta Hiksikayan. Rabbi wouldn't say yes, it was, but it says U Peter Chamor Tzedek says U the Vav now is other Arve Kor. Now the Torah put it together, and Rabbi Yosef Levi of course counters as he always does in this issue. Rabbi Yosef Levi, so then Lo Vistov Lo Vav Lo Peter. I understand where you're saying something, and then in order to avoid the misunderstanding, which didn't need to be said in the first place, now you put a Vav to clarify the misunderstanding. It's kind of inelegant way to give me over the information. Don't say either of them, and then I would have had your klal of prat. Rabbanon in China, that Ida, the Hakadushat Damim, the Hakadushat Agu, possibly, look, the Torah conceptually has to distinguish the two sets of Bechoros. There's a Bechor that is a din in Kodshim, in Kedushat Agu, which comes in Hilkas Bechoros, and then there's a Bechor, which is a din in Matanis, which is Kedushat Damim, and so on. Which has no kedusha, which comes in Hilchos Bikurim, nothing to do with the two figures and believe that the Torah is not going to stomp put them together as if they're one set. So therefore, it was Pasuk Lahu. In order to avoid, however, the misunderstanding that you shouldn't darshan as the klal of prat, Pasuk Arivu. So then I put it together with the Vav. Now I know I have a klal of prat. That's what our Tana wants. Now the question is like this: the simonim that we're speaking about, as we said. That if there's miyut simonim that make the child look like a mother, so then we tie it, it's a mum, but it's a chiyuv of bechor. Okay, but then we had earlier in the Mishnah, a mum, yes? But the question is like this, how far does that go? Let's say we have a parah, sheyolda min chamor, v'yesh bo miktsas simonim, ma. Because we had the whole bit of miktsas simonim, by the case of an Eiz Sheyolda and the Keva Sheyolda Kibinamet, we're both species, were closely related in both of Chayav and Bechira. So over there I could say, Eiz Sheyolda min Rachel, but Rachel Sheyolda min Eiz. Over there, yes. Yesh Mitzah Simana Chayav Bechira. Perhaps that's only because the Hatayra, they're both the same set of animals, Torah animals. They're both the same set of Kedusha, Didim and Bechorah. Okay, so over there the simonim are sufficient to be machayev that it's included in the similarity of the mother and the child. But halacha, in this case, where a para was yolda min chamor, even though it has mikta simoni, I should say, since this is tameya and this is tahira, so the mother and child don't match at all, mikta simonim are going to be enough, and the mother and child, besides not matching physically, have completely different dinim. Because the child, if it's chamor, would have a din, yes, of kedushin b'chera, but as Maria pointed out, als dinei bikurim, not als hilchas b'cheres, right? So maybe there the Torah doesn't put the two together, but if one is kedushin aguf, one is kedushin domi, so then no, we shouldn't say mixed testimony. Or I could say, look, both cases over here of the eight Shiolda Rocho on the one hand and the four Shiolda Chamor are talking about where a mother and a child are Chayev B'Bechera. Yes, one a type of Bechor that's Kedush Zaguv and the other one where you're trying to match up Kedush Zaguv and Kedush Zaguv. Okay, but at least there's a Din of Bechora. So maybe over there, since they're Kedush because it makes a Simon. Now let's assume for a moment that we know the answer to that. Namely, that they are Kadesh, and that Mikzah Simonim are sufficient. So now, in Tim Teloma, Kiva Dita Vidi Mikzah B'Bechora Kadosh, now I ask you a further problem. How about a Chamor that was Yerleid a Minsus? Oh, now over here, you could say this Mamish, it's not a matchup in terms of Kiddushin B'Chora, right? So, Al-Chabara, Al-Abbas, Mikzah B'Bechora, who? You can't make, because of Mikzah Simonim, a sus of Michayev in a Bechora, or should we say, well, but at least in the same set of animals, I mean, both the mother and the child is an animal which is a means maya, maybe it would be Kaddish, maybe the mixture of Sibonim is sufficient. Or, to look at it the other way, we could say, let's assume for a moment that the means maya is sufficient, the means maya is Kaddish, how about in a case where a Pora was Yaldan in sus? Now over here we have two mismatches. Hakavale Hata Rava Hatsmeya. Habat Mikishab Bakara Halabas Mikishab Bakara. So then we should go all we say we have as many differences as you could possibly expect over here. Different sets of animals, different sets Bakal of Kiyudin, not a type of Kiyudin. Maybe over there for sure there's no din of mixed testimony. Maybe simonim are so chashev that even though there's a complete difference between the mother and the child, mixa simonim is sufficient to be machayev of the chayev. Do you have a right? Says the Gemara, indeed we do. Tashma. Be'imata horashi yalda min be'imat me'a p'tura min abechora. But im yeshbo mixa simonim chayev of the bechora. Now here it says the fairish. We have a be'imatayra. That had a behemoth tamei. I mean, that's a general statement. So in other words, maybe it seems to be saying, afilu para, the behemoth that to fit into the behemoth tahara blank, that was yolda minsus to fit into the behemoth tamei blank, and the din would be im yesh b'mikta simonim chayeva. So there's your answer. This is well, I mean, not just because it leaves a blank doesn't mean you can fill in the blank with anything. Maybe you'd have to fill it in with a chamor. In other words, the mother could be a para, the child could be a chamor, and then at least they match in that they're both higher than the concept of b'chor. But perhaps to try to match up a para and a sus, there's nothing in common. So over there, mixing some money perhaps would not be enough. Therefore, you cannot bring a riot from here. Okay, how about this case? Tashma. Para shi yalda min chamor, the chamor shi yalda min sus, to ram in ha-b'chora, im yesh bo mikzah simonim chayevas b'bechora. Okay, you got the fairish, this case, right? Two cases. Para has a chamor. That's the far off case. That's the furthest, the chamor shiolda minsus, sorry. So now, p'turim in abechora, im yesh bo mikzah simonim chayevas. Now, lechora, what is going on over here, is on both cases, okay? So you see that at least these two cases, you can answer, because we had a list of three questions. Our furthest case, we still are leaving blank. But at least Torah and Tamor, famous Mea, famous Hira, but at least both are Chayim and Mechara. Tamor Sheyalda Min Sus, Tamor Sheyalda Min Sus is the case where the Sus is Bechara, not Chayiv, Bechara, but at least they're both famous Mea. So these cases are definitely covered by Mikta Simon. So we at least have two of our questions, and my Lavatar Bio goes on back on both of these cases, and therefore we have both of the cases addressed. No, not necessarily. I mean, it says Im Yeshbo, it doesn't say which case. Maybe it's going back on the case of Por Shiyalda Min Chamor, but maybe Chamor Shiyalda Min Sus. Maybe not. Oh, yeah? So then Chamor Shiyalda Min Sus, what is it coming to tell me? You might tell me, well. If it's not coming to tell me that it makes a simonim, what is it coming to tell me? The fact that it's potter? Pshita, obviously it's potter. If a potter, she yelled and then Chamor were over there, both of them needed to be a bnei with a karinino. And nonetheless, Amritu said that in Yeshua, makes a simonim in lo, that you must have mixed a simonim. So obviously a Chamor, she yelled and sus. I mean, well, over there, there's Bechlamo Kiev and the Bechlamo on this sus. So, boy, I need to know that it's certainly not a match. Yeah, yes, I do. Why? Because, look, I could have said it's. I mean, talk about it. I mean, somebody's taking a look over here at a Pora and a Chamor. I mean, you know, gosh, this one's got these horns. This one doesn't have any horns. This one's got split hooves. This one doesn't have split hooves. And these are like very different animals. So over there, there's a complete mismatch. A Chamor and a Sus. I don't know. Neither of them have any horns. Both of them have the same hooves. So, well, one of them has a reddish hue. The other one has a grayish hue. I mean, so this is a red Chamor. What's the difference? Well, yeah, okay, but then that we'll talk about it. Okay, so I would say, Ema Chamora Don Bialmalu. It's like this is a red donkey. Oh, you call red donkeys horses? No kidding. So Gamash, well, and then I'll see that they look very much the same, and so on. And you would have thought, okay, I mean, over there, what do I even need Mitzvah Simonim for? The obvious, by definition, is Mitzvah Simonim. And we said, Gamash, well, and that these are 2 minutes. But maybe now that they're 2 minutes, Mitzvah Simonim won't help. So we don't have a riot even to our second level question. Now then, we're left with this issue. Now then the Mishnah continues on to say, and what's the din of achila? Now you'll notice that over here we get into the lashon problem because ma'hein ba'achila seems to be referring to two cases: the parah sheyalda min chamor, the chamor sheyalda min sus. Now what happened is there's a chamor sheyalda min sus where both the mother and the child do not resemble something kosher. What do you ask? You ma'hein ba'achila? Says ma'hu ba'achila? And indeed, Tosis changes the gears to years. It's more reasonable to say ma'hu ba'achila. You'll remember that based on this and other considerations, that the Rush changed the gears in the Mishnah to read Chamor Sheyalda Min Para, not Chamor Sheyalda Min Sus. Okay? So now, what is the din of the Achila of the children over here that are not fully kosher? So the Mishnah says, okay, look, the din is that Hayotze Min HaTahor is Tahor, Hayotze Min HaTameh is Tameh. But it says that it depends on the cases. It says, Behema Tere Sheyoldo, Tamein Behema Tameh Amutter, Tamein Sheyoldo, Tamein Behema Tameh Oster, She Hayotze Min HaTameh Tameh. But I guess, you don't add anything by saying that. I mean, She Hayotze. That's basically what you just said. So why do you need to say that? Normally, let me say, She Hayotze, where that was included in your statement. It's a simana ba'alma. What we're trying to do is we're trying to conceptualize the words of the Mishnah before to make it impossible to forget. In other words, we're addressing two cases. We want to tell you the din of those two cases. But then, in order to give you a simon and to make the idea clear, so therefore, we tell you Shehayotze to be a simon b'alma, the lo taklif l'cha, in order to make sure that you don't say, wait a minute, what was that then again? And it depends which is which. What direction would that go in? I mean, you could say, zil basri didei. let's look at the thing that I'm eating. That's probably what the Sada said. If I'm eating a pora, that's different where it came from. Whereas if I'm eating a gomel, it's osir, that's different where it came from. Therefore, I come to the last part of the mission to remember, Shehayotzei, this is the logic behind it. So I would have said, Zil Basu today, Haitzohar Ma'ayah, Haitzohar Ma'ayah. Therefore, comes along the mission saying, no. Zil Basar Ime. Mina Hanimilin. How do we know that that's the rule? The Tanah Rabbanan. Ach et ze lo tochlu mima'alei hadira umimafritzei haparasa. The following shall not be eaten, though they are ma'alei hadira mafritz parasa. Okay? But there's a ze lo tochlu that's coming to add something, and what is that? There are things that you cannot eat despite the fact that they're mala yera and matzis parsa. And what is that? In other words, they have both simon. And what is that? That is a tahar shenon lad minatame. It is both mala yera and matzis parsa. And nonetheless, it's a lotochlu. You can't eat it because it's being marami's not to this new dish. How do you know to read it that way? Maybe you should read it at zeh lo tochlu. You can't eat something that comes from a mala yera and mafrisei parsa. And what would that be? Something that doesn't look like the mala yera and mafrisei parsa. Maybe they just the opposite. Say, oh, you know, ela tamei anolad min hatzahor. That is what you're not allowed to eat. The meaning of the mi mala yera or mi mafrisei parsa would then be hoki ka'amat. Something that is coming from a mother that is malagera mafis parsa, nonetheless cannot be eaten with you. Lotoflu. It's a lotoflu, even though it came from a kosher mother. What is that thing? The case where it looks like a gamal. Therefore, says the Gemara, to make clear not to read it that way. The pasuk continues to say gamal, so etha gamal tamehu. What do you mean? What do you say? Tamehu? Isn't that what you just said? It's a lot of etha gamal. Now the tamehu is to tell me that dafka, a true camel, is tameh, but not a mutation that looks like a camel. Hu tameh, but not a tameh hanolad minatahor tameh. So by saying that, it's teaching us how to read the pasuk correctly. That mi ma'alei hadira ma'afisei haparsa does not mean that which comes from an animal, which is ma'alei hadira, but rather mi ma'alei hadira means that which comes from the set of ma'alei hadira ma'afisei haparsa. Namely, it itself has ma'alei hadira ma'afisei haparsa. Nonetheless, it's not kosher. How could that be? Because it comes from a mean that wasn't kosher.
How do we know about sheretz?
We're going to get to sheretz. Says, so therefore, that's the tamei. Who tamei? Tamei anolim natorah. Tamei ala tohah. Now, Rabbi Shimon argues on this whole yisod. And he says the Torah repeats this. The Torah repeats gamal twice. We have a once in Shemini and once in Re'eh, where we have the whole parsha said over again of the behemoth meal. So gamal shnei pa'amim tells me that in fact whether that's a gamal that came from a gimala or a gamal that came as a mutation from a para, it's still considered to be a gamal. So it's what looks like a gamal that determines the gamal. And the Rabbanan, what did they do with that? I gamal mayavile. They say chad le'esor atzmo ve'chad le'esor chelbo. One is to tell me that a camel is usher, and one is to tell me that camel milk is usher. So, Mamela, you don't have that extra camel. Rabbi Shimon, Lesor Chalbo Minole, how does Rabbi Shimon know that there's an isser to drink camel milk? He says, it says, et hagamal. Et always means that which is the subsidiary to. Therefore, that would include the chalav of the gamal for Rabbanan. So why can't the Rabbanan use the et hagamal for that, and then the double gamal to tell me even mutations that look like camels are aser? Because the Rabbanan don't hold of eds. Why don't they hold of eds? Kiritanya. Shimon Hamsuni Hayadoresh Kol Et Ve'et Shebatorah. Shimon Hamsuni used to darshan every et until he got to Et Hashem Elokecha Tirah. And when he said that, he said, now obviously there's something wrong in the way I'm darshaning, because if et is to be seen as subsidiary to, then this pasuk undermines the entire concept of rishut from Avodah Zarah. There is nothing subsidiary to, and that was all the whole point that Avraham Avinu was making. So I'm going to sit here now and darshan et Hashem Elokecha Tirah. That's absurd. So Pirish, he immediately said, forget it. All the etzim have been misunderstood. Omer Tamina Rebbe, we just spent a lifetime darshaning etzim. What are we going to do with them? Are you going to just dump them? Call etzim shadarash the mate aleihem. Omar lahem kishem shekibalti sachar la drisha. Kach ani mekabel sachar la drisha. Understand, what's the problem? Brilliant. Amazing. That was kind of kishem. In other words, as much sky as you had on the drasha for the past 30 years, in this one instance of dropping them, which is more difficult than everything you did all those 30 years, you get the scar on the drasha too. It's the search for truth that's important, and the more it hurts, the better. So what do you do? It's an amazing thing. Hachibar Rabbi Akiva v'limeid, et Hashem elokecha tirah, v'rabot amidecha chamin. It's a beautiful verse. I think it's Mikuris, who says that Rabbi Akiva was tiny, that the drasha of S has two possibilities. S in the sense of the Tofel two. But remember that every S means, how did we get to mean the Tofel two? Because the word S means connected to, right? Shimon et Bana. The two things. You put the two things together. So et Hashem Elokecha Tirah could therefore mean that which is mechuber to Hashem Elokecha Tirah. So that includes Talmidei Chachamim, not because they're subsidiaries, but because they're connected. Because it says of both is but subsidiary connotes that it's of the same type. So camel and camel milk. But the basic concept of why I darshan that is because the real meaning of et is chibur. But by Hashem HaKecha, there is a concept of chibur called the Zavkabo. So we know that there is chibur. Therefore, if you take a look at the more fundamental nature of et, it doesn't have to imply chas v'shalom anything that is similar to Avodah Zarah, because what it really means is that which is mechubar Hashem HaKecha, which is Talmidei Chachamim, because of the chibur, so they're supposed to be lira. Beautiful English. That's Kabbalah. That's Kabbalah. Actually, the Mifamilio was talking about it. In fact, the point isn't that he's a big chalak on the Kabbalah. What he was saying is, obviously, our application is wrong because we don't know the rules. So therefore, we have to drop them because I can't rely on it. That's why it was so painful to drop. I can't rely on it anymore. I'm misunderstanding it. Fine, but we can start again, but it's going to take like 30 years. My approach to the din of S doesn't work, in which case I can't. I'm doing something wrong. I'm misunderstanding S. Lamaisa Rabbi Akiva, in fact, restructures the meaning of S, if this approach is right. They're not arguing about whether Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah, the inclusion of Talmidei Chachamim, is a violation of monotheism. They're arguing on how to understand the meaning of S.
We have to go back over all the previous.
To darken?
You have to say it.
Because you don't have to say S in Hebrew. We very often do not. You never have to. You don't have to. You never have to use an S. You don't have to use an S in Russian, I take it.
But it's the way most
of the time. Okay, so sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. There's no specific rule.
But it sounds weird to me.
Okay. But why is it that? That's the thing, that there's meaning to it. It's not stam a preposition. It's a preposition that has a specific meaning as to when we use it and when we want it. So it's a preposition that involves the extension of the thing outside of itself rather than the direct application to the thing that it's pruning. Because usually when you use a preposition doesn't only defines the nature of the relationship of the verb to the object. Over here, this strange preposition that doesn't exist elsewhere is a preposition that doesn't define the relationship of the verb to the object per se. It defines the relationship of the verb to the extension of the object. And that's exactly what the... I'm telling you again, they're not Dorish because you say we don't know how to be Dorish.
So there are many ones that are not Dorish because we don't know.
Because we don't know. Can't apply something we don't know. That's how we learn self-taping. What do we have now? You know, it's not the end of the world. Maybe there are plenty of approaches to this. So you want possible approach.
Ashurbanipal says that then he himself
was divided. Ashurban, the Ashurban is something that is limited to Rabbi Akiva, you know, always. It's not
like
you
have.
Beg your pardon? No, because we're saying over here that they were not Derech Essen, these things. They're following Rabbi Shimon now.
Did Rabbi Akiva have to suffer very good and spend 30 years himself, or is it
reporting? Omele Ravach, Abreda Ravel Ravash. Ela Miata, Taime Dravonami Gamal, Gamal. Rabbi Shimon Me'et HaGamal. Okay, everybody's finding a way now in which we're going to say that the cholov of a gomel is us, right? Either from gomel gomel or from the S, and therefore we don't need the gomel gomel, use the gomel gomel to tell me the din of the din specifically of the mutation of the gomel. But if not, it's amazing, isn't it, that the din of cholov would be learned from gomel of all things. Not if you because gomel means milah, no longer needing chalas. So the cholav of the gama, the S comes to tell me that the cholav of the Vemetzmea is Osir. But if not for that, what would I have said? Not for that, I would have said, Olav Osir, Hava Amina, that the cholav of the Vemetzmea would be Mutter if not for this Pusik. I don't understand. And why isn't this included in the din of Hatzmeim? My Shami at a time, we've had this so many times back in Chulin. Hatzmeim is Lesor Tziran, Rotvan, the kippah shall answer tziran, things that come out of something which is tameh. We learned that from Atzmeim. Why doesn't milk it come under the general rule of tziran da'azir? Because, I'll tell you why. Because it's sagrad hamina. Hel de behima torah nami chidush. Lamaisa, the fact that we drink milk, even of the behima torah, doesn't make any sense. Why do we drink milk? Why isn't it in our class? Or why isn't it Osir? Because it's Yotze Min Achai, which is Osir Al Tena Zavua. So it should be a Yotze Min Atame Zavua, basically. So maybe, what's that? Huh? The other problem, we're going to digress both problems. And how about if you assume that Chalav is essentially blood that has been changed? So that's according to the Mandi Omar. In reference to the dinim of Nidais, that Anisha is Mesulek as Damim during the time that she's nursing. So if you hold that, that's basically what has happened is that the material that would normally have been used for the menses is now used for the nursing, then that means that Chalav, and in fact there are many components of blood in Chalav, so then the problem is, how can you drink it? Isn't it blood? So anyway, it's a chiddush. So maybe that chiddush extends even to Bein Metzmeah. Therefore, I need the pasuk. Yeah, well, wait a minute. Not everybody holds that milk is essentially blood. I mean, ain't it for the man yomer dam nechav and hesek halav? How about man yomer evareo mitparkinim en aveinav shechuzeret al ha'esrim ha'arva chodesh? According to the man yomer, it says the reason that nursing women generally do not have a menstrual cycle is because their avarim mitparkim, in other words, the entire hormonal structure is shaken by birth, and everything now doesn't get back to normal for 24 months. And that's why, nothing to do with the usage of the materials for blood and milk, So I mean, there's no chiddush. Of course there's a chiddush. It's not that coming up. Oh, like a mitzvah that's a mitzvah b'shayu rachmana. Where do we find it? Sarah was matir. Anything else? I mean, it's coming out of the body of a chai, generated by the chai, and the Torah is matir. But this chalav, it's just Abram and Achai, and nonetheless, it's mutter. So that's the lush of the rich.
That's
honey. Honey isn't generated by the chai. We'll talk about honey later. There's a lot of things that have to be bees, not only honey. You've got the royal jelly issue, and the propolis, and all kinds of issues by bees. So, what about, you even have bee legs? Well, the honey is full. Honey is full of pieces of even when it's strained, it's full of pieces of bee. What about that?
You know what that?
We can't drink milk. We can't have honey. You can't have the milk and honey. It's all the
tomorrow will come to this.
You just have to
be. The yoka. After you have the same history, I would have thought that that heter of Abram and Achai would apply even to the din of Yisr Behemet Tzmeya. I mean, milk. Everything that's sort of saying milk is not part of the animal, as far as Allah is concerned. And it's like honey. And then you're allowed to drink it. It's something that passes through the animal. Kamash Malan, that you cannot drink the milk of a Behemet Tzmeya. Now you notice the Gemara says that it's Ki Abram and Achayu. And that's a little bit strange. As we said, Abram and Achai is after something that has butts or eating. But somebody doesn't eat any buzzer and Achai. It's a little difficult to believe it's mommy's buzzer and Achai. It's interesting that Sam Sefer held that Goyim were not allowed to drink milk. Because it's Abram and Achai. When you find that the Torah was matir, the Gemara's going to ask how we know from the Bible. Where do we get the idea from that it's kosher? That we're allowed to drink milk. We're not allowed to drink milk. Right. Of course, that's a little bit of a problem because I remember he was drinking milk. I mean, he was serving milk. Yeah. So, I mean, it must have been kosher. And kind of, there's no riot from there. Everybody else, there's no riot from there, including the sheep over here. There's no riot from there because he was only giving his guests. And his guests were B'nai Nahat. They weren't keeping the mitzvah. So, but if you hold it, they asked for the Sam Sefer. If you hold it, it's Abram and Achai. So it was also to feed it to the guests.
Isn't there a difference if Abram and Achai was in the past and Abram and Achai was just...
No. It's not if you hold it, it's Abram and Achai.
The hair and everything else?
It's not hair, it's a Sefer. Or it's a Yod Sefer.
Maybe Abram would be the pasteurizer. Yes,
how do we know, Taka, that it's kosher? Call it Bematerim, all of the Shari. Who gives you the idea anyway that you're allowed to drink milk? It's a nice assumption. So, Elema, Midi Usa Rachmana, Bosa Bechola. It's going to tell me, well, I mean, if you're not allowed to drink milk, what's the point of answering Bosa Bechola? Anyway, it would be Usa. Because of a Cholam in it, right? Well, that's no kosher. That's brilliant. So, all of the day, then that would mean that they would, that what? That both of them are mutter. Maybe not. Maybe if you have chalav alone, it was only usher to drink. Now, it's usher even by noah, because it became bus of a chalav. Or, as a bus of a chalav by noah, nami usher. And how about according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon also bus of a chalav is mutter by noah. Fine, but there's mishkakas on the milky albishua. How about the chief?
Yep.
How about getting Malchus on cooking it? If it was just challah, you'd have to be eating it in order to be chayav. You should know I was miserable all day yesterday. My wife asked me, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. It's Richie. He's just not himself. You made me so sad. So wake up. Come back. Elemented Gully Rachmana, but Sumihamu Gadashim, Tizbach Velo Giza, Basar Velo Chalav. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say that if you're paid an animal from Hector, that you can't take it from its milk? Mash, but that's only because you put it in egg. But if it would be an MS Chulin, it would be Mutter. Not necessarily. I mean, maybe Chulin is Utter Beachila anyway, just Mutter Ba'anah. And now it's telling me that Kodesh, with your Kodesh, you can't even use it for shoe shine. You know, it's nice to use milk to spray on leaves. It makes leaves shine and so on. Maybe that's what it means. So it comes to Eggers, you can't take the milk to spray on your leaves. And what does that have to do with eating? Where does it say that it's kosher to eat the milk that isn't Suramakash? Well, okay, it says, Beich alavi zima lachmecha lalechem beisecha v'chaim v'narosecha. You can make do with the milk of your goats to live on. Sure, to live on. You know what the market is on goat milk nowadays? Dilma l'schora. It means you do business with it. Make a lot of business. Organic farming, the whole thing. Doesn't mean anybody will eat this stuff. You find some kind of joker out there who pays money for this. Okay. How about es aseret haritzea chalav? I mean, if David HaMelech is bringing these cheeses to the war...
I don't understand this color. Isn't it the size of our there? You're giving me some else
to eat. Well, you'd only sell it to Goyim, not like the Chassam Sefer, obviously. So the haritzea chalav means cheeses. So David was bringing up cheeses from Yishai. Yishai was a pretty reasonable kosher Jew, and there he is sending up this tray for cheese to his kid in the war. So obviously he was for eating. How do you know? Dilma l'schora. I mean, maybe they were supposed to be selling it to the police or something. Make a little bit of money while they're at it. Every time Goliath comes out, they wave the cheese at him.
That's
well, come on, that's the darkish on the chama l'schora. What do you mean? In the middle of a war, what are we talking about in business? I mean, there may be always some people like that, but I mean, certainly it's not the thing that you say is going to send up to the war. You just see it.
Is it possible that those accounts are checked
in? That's what Elio was suggesting. That maybe it was, milk that was taken back from an availer.
From
what?
From war.
Yeah, okay, but it's not that's not the darker show Muslim. It's not something that Yishai is going to send to say, oh, by the way, become a macher and start selling cigarettes to the, you know, to the enemy. That's not impossible. It's stupid. V'bayis emor mihasa. You know what? As Richie says, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. What's the Torah talking about? Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. What? He loaded the shirt. You're not even allowed to eat this stuff. So mishtabach lan krab immediately. The Torah is going to use something trace and say, "Wow, what a wonderful country! It's full of chazan."
It's apropos. What are we talking about today?
I don't understand. Don't want to start. If this pasuk matches for Jews, if this pasuk matches for going, if it doesn't,
but it doesn't matter. Telling us a story. Maisa Shahaya. That Yishai sent up to the war, he sent up cheese to Shabbat. Doesn't say what he sent it up for. Maybe he sent it up for doing business with.
Exactly.
He figured this is a great opportunity to make some money off of these cheeses. Who knows what the police team will pay? But gosh, he sold it in the canteen. Who knows what the soldiers
will pay? That's true, but you know all the swords are in the
road. He's reminiscent of Walker's chocolate factory.
Everything is there, you can't touch it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisra from the there you go. It's clear that the Torah looks at halav as something that is pleasant and edible and drinkable and has even mishtabeh. So now you're saying Gamal is a very serious issue, but it's coming now to be telling us that Cholov is Osir, but it's coming to tell us that the mutation is Osir. So then you've got to take a look at every one of the species that is mentioned twice, once in Shmini and once in Re, and you're going to say, well, it says Shafan, and then it says Shafan again. It says Arnevet, and then it says Arnevet again. It says Chazir, and it says Chazir again. So now what does that come to tell? So in Mahamudias, it's coming for tell me a drasha. It's for the Kitzitanya. Lama Nishnu Bideima. We said we had before Chulin in the Brisa. Why was the parsha repeated, the parsha Behemoth Smeas? To add the Shesua, which hadn't appeared in Shmini. By Eifais, to add the Ra'ah, which hadn't appeared. And so, okay, if that's the case, then these all the other words are to be seen as just a repetition. So Gamma also is just a repetition. Nami lachu the asa. That's not a kasher. Kalechadikal mitzvah shinan. We know that the rule is, if we find an application, use the application. If we don't find an application, it's not a contradiction to say that we have over here a parsha that was nishnes or davishin of skadish parsha. But certainly, if you can find other chidushim, you're supposed to. Son of Rabban, Rachel she yalda min eis, the eis she yalda min Rachel, tura min abechorah, v'nech po miktzat simanim chayevet. Now Rabbi Shimon says, miktzat simanim is not enough, you need sheyehei rosho v'rubo domet li'imo. Now, what would be the din legabi achila? La'achila, in case we had the parah that had a chamor, right? So we said, oh, Rabbi Shimon says you can't eat that, because that's the extra domo. It's coming to tell me you can't eat even a tameh that was yotzei min ha'tohar. How about miktzat simanim? It's not really a tameh. Would he rely on miktzat simanim? Or would he say, just as we find legabe the bechor, you need to have rosh of arubo dome le'imo, so to legabe achila, in order for it to be a non-gamal, it has to be rosh of arubo dome to the pora. So mi boy Rabbi Shimon rosh of arubo, oh lo, why would it be different? Because by bechor, it's at the parish of Pozik that says, ach bechor shor, ach yehei hu shor, u bechoro shor. They're meant to be similar. That was the whole basis of the drasha. But to answer a mutation was only because of the extra word gamal. So if it's not a gamal, it's not a normal looking gamal, it's a gamal that has one feature, that's pora, then it's not a gamal. It's not included in the gamal. So gamal would be amarachamana dasir. But if it would be ishtanimi gamal, it would be in some way, even only mitzvah. It would be similar now to its mother, who is a pora, then it would not be a gamal shapir dami. Odumalushna, or is he using the concept of miktza simonim versus rosh of arubo as a definition of the simon, not as a definition of the halacha of similarity? So that if it's miktza simonim, it's batel, and we don't view it as being an indication at all, in which case it won't help legabe achila either. Tashma, let's bring a raya. Beimat horashi yalda min beimat me'a. Asuli abachila. So here you have min beimat also bachila, according to Rabbi Shimon. Ve'im domero shoberu bo le'imo chayav bebechora. Shma min alachi lanami boi, Rabbi Shimon Moshe Berlo. Here the bride is talking about achila. Beimat horashi yalda min beimat me'a also bachila, that's Rabbi Shimon. And then it starts talking about Rosh Verubo, Dom Elimo. So apparently you need Rosh Verubo, Dom Elimo, even with Gabriel and Avachila. No! The Bechora Dafka, on the contrary. If anything, it means just the opposite. It means Dafka to Bechora. As a matter of fact, you weren't the diet properly. Dekanami, because Shokka Lachila. You started talking about the Din of Achila, right? Behema, Tyra, Shiolda, Min, Behema, Tzmea, Osir, Bachila. Then all of a sudden you switch gears and you say, V'im domero shavurubo l'imo chayav b'lechora. Why did you switch to b'lechora? Why didn't you just say mutar? So apparently for Achila, you don't need rosh shavurubo. In order to stress that difference, we came to say, well, although it may not be a gomel, legabe, the dinam of Achila, but has mitzvah simonim, but when it comes to b'lechora, it has to be rosh shavurubo. And therefore, to shokel atila, the kamei abechor shemamina, that it's only the bechora. Who the boy Rabbi Shimon Rosh Aruba? Avala atila. Look, in fact, you would not need it. It's more than not necessary. The olamayim olafala atila nani boy. Maybe he requires even for atila Rosh Aruba. Bechora yitzrit. Why did he switch gears to tell me a bigger finish? Because Salka Dase Kamino Helvisim Ach Bechor Shor. Ache Hu Shor U Bechor O Shor. Volo Tizile Barosh of Ruba Dika Kulo. Gamash Balan. Since we might be afraid that when it says Bechor Shor, that you need to have a Bechor that's completely Shor. Just like Gomo would mean you need completely Gomo. In which case it wouldn't be even be enough, perhaps, to have a mitzvah at all. It would have to be completely shor. It wouldn't even help to have Rosh HaVeruvah. Kamash malan, that by Bechor, it does help Rosh HaVeruvah, but by Achila, certainly you need Rosh HaVeruvah. So we don't have a riot any longer as to what Rabbi Shimon holds. But in Yirtzeh Hashem on Shabbos, Barnea will help us to understand what the halakha have been trying to reach Rabbi Leo. I've called him many times, I've been unable to reach him, he has not returned. I finally got the message, but I'm chayshish, unless you hear different, I'm going to try it, unless you hear different, maybe you could try it, your aunt, if that's okay. So I tried to finish what I could. When we wanted 9:30, you remember what he said every time. 6:30 good? Remember?
No, but when you gave up on 7:30.
Okay, but at least don't ruin my Mitzvah Shabbos. Now we want 6:30. Amazing.